Now it's Food Friday. We're in the peak of the summer farmers market season. Local food producers are selling their fresh produce, meats, and dairy on stands across Wisconsin. Sometimes it can be a little intimidating, overwhelming to pick through what to buy, when to buy it, where it came from, who to get it from. Our next guest says getting fresh foods from our small businesses is important for supporting local economies and communities and our health. You can join in at 800-642-1234. How much of your food, your produce, comes from local farms maybe in your area? Where do you get it? Do you go to farmers markets, that farm stand? Do you have a helpful neighbor who grows lots? Or maybe you've got a great garden in your own backyard? Join in at 800-642-1234. Or if you sell at a local farmers market, love to hear from you. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Elena Terry is a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation and executive chef and founder of Wild Berries, a Wisconsin nonprofit working to strengthen tribal communities through food and education. Elena, welcome back to the show.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Well, a big part of the story here, Elena, isn't just the food itself. You're really interested in how local consumers can connect with their local food producers. Can you talk about that a little?
Absolutely. I feel as a chef and also as a mother having a household that I run, it's important for us to support local economies and also to support those who are doing responsible agricultural practices. Say, going against this large corporation, large agriculture, and showing up at the farmers markets locally with some of the best produce that you can find anywhere. I mean, we're in a really beautiful space in Wisconsin, and that almost every town on the square has a farmers market during the summer. And being able to know when those markets are, you can have the freshest, most delicious produce almost all season long.
Now, sometimes at a farmer's market, like I love that I'm supporting local farmers, but I'm like, okay, I gave them $5 for these radishes or whatever. It doesn't feel like I'm doing a lot to support the local economy, just buying a little bit of produce here and there. Does it really add up to enough to really support that thriving local economy?
It really does. And you have to think about the quality of the products that you're buying for that $5 and know that like that $5 times 20 people that come through in a day for a bunch of radishes does have an impact on what that farmer is able to receive economically for income, because there's a lot of farmers in our area that don't have the capacity to be able to sell massive amounts of food, but love being a part of this small town beauty that we have in our state and being able to show up and be proud of what they've grown or how they've grown it. And I really see that there's a shift in the way we look at our food when we invest in local economies and we know the people who are growing our food. You value the ingredients a little bit more. And I've noticed in my household, it really reduces the amount of food waste that we have.
Now, as a chef you and an educator, you might encounter people who, you know, may know how to cook with this and that, but, you know, don't know what to do with this piece of produce. I mean, I'm still there sometimes with when I encounter some new produce. How do you encourage people to, you know, try something new, add something into their repertoire that they find, say, at the farmer's market or the local stand at their grocery store?
I mean, nowadays you can find a recipe in an instant on your phone. And I think that when you open your mind to different flavors and possibilities. I mean, you're not going to like everything, but I've found that you like most things, you know, unless it's an incredibly exotic flavor or texture that might be incredibly unfamiliar or unpleasant, which not a lot of people would be selling at the farmers market. You're able to find some really neat alternatives or supplements to what your normal menu might be when you're making dinner at home or if you're bringing something to a potluck. I think it's really incredible when you get to think outside of the box when it comes to ingredients and how you treat them also, because there's a lot of different ways other than what you might contemporarily think of how to make, say, a summer squash or zucchini. And I think once you start exploring, you just naturally want to explore more and you want to try more. And and find more. And I think when you give yourself the grace to say, I'm not going to like everything that I try, it gives you a little bit more flexibility and it makes it a lot more fun.
It's Food Friday. We're talking to Elena Terry, executive chef and founder of Wild Berries. We are taking advantage of Wisconsin's summer produce, headed to the farmer's market, the farm stand, the local section at your local grocery store, and you could join in at 800-642-1234. Are you a fan of farmer's markets or your particular local farmer's market? What are you seeing there or in your garden or in your local grocery store that has you excited this time of year? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's bring on a caller now. Vivian is with us in Green Bay. Vivian, hi.
Hello. I love farmers markets. Shop them all summer long and even into the winter sometimes. But I get a second food source when I go to the farmers market and buy a bunch of beets or a bunch of radishes. The greens are so tender and delicious and fresh. They're not wasted. They're in my salads, they're sautéed. Typically, when I buy them at the grocery store, those greens go to waste because they're not very good.
Vivian, thanks a lot for the call. Or often they're not on the product anymore in the first place at the grocery store. Elena, being able to use more of the produce in the first place when we get them fresh at the farmer's market.
Yes, absolutely. And I was hoping that somebody would say that because those greens on the top of even like the carrots, the beets, there's chard, there's so many different greens that are just jam-packed with nutrients and vitamins that a lot of people do discard, and they are delicious. Some of them have a little bit of spice, some have a little bit more of the green chlorophyll-y taste, but they're also distinctly different that you can definitely use those and make them into, say, a salad. Or I really enjoy grilling my greens because it gives it a little bit more of a smokier flavor, and I like the bitter to contrast whatever dressing I'm putting on it. But it really does allow you to think outside the box in what you're using or what you're purchasing and how you will use that produce from the market. Great suggestion.
Vivian, thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. I want to talk about a couple other possible sources of that local produce, Elena. A lot of people in some parts of the states are part of these CSAs, community-supported agriculture farms. Are those an important part of that local farm economy scene?
Absolutely, they are. And the best part of CSAs is because everybody gets kind of the same base boxes. So it's a great way to share recipes, to spark conversation with others and also with your growers. If there is something that you're unfamiliar with or intimidated by, it's a wonderful place to get it in a CSA because a lot of times they will include supplemental recipes or suggested uses of those maybe unfamiliar pieces of produce. And so, like, great way to explore when it's included in a package that you get of fresh produce. And I can't say enough about CSAs. I love that there are farms that are putting these together and distributing throughout, the communities and making that fresh produce accessible.
How about restaurants turning to local produce? We see a lot more farm-to-table types of things, or even some restaurants just, when they can get some ingredients, even if they're not going full-on farm-to-table. Are you seeing that grow over the years?
Yes, especially coming out of COVID and really being able to take a hard look at what our food system is and how we're sourcing food and where the bottom line of that economic, the equation of how the economy works and the way we are able to help support that locally. I mean, it's a win-win relationship when restaurants are willing to do that and when the farmer is willing to go through all of the things that they need to do to be able to pass with food code. And there's a lot of like certifications that need to happen. But once that's done, I mean, it is an incredible way to source locally. And I have worked in restaurants and have been part of menu development in those spaces where we are able to source locally. And like, what an incredible position to be in, to be able to say like, oh, this is the freshest and it's the most delicious right now. How can I put something together that will honor not only this ingredient and what it's bringing to the table, but also how can we bring awareness and honor those who are growing such incredible produce for us? And so it really is a great way to highlight that work that doesn't really get recognized as much as I think it should.
It's Food Friday. We're talking to Wildberries founder and executive chef Elena Terry about local farm fresh foods this summer. Coming up, we're going to start naming some more names, things we're excited to see at the farmer's market right now. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Is there a piece of seasonal produce that you are excited to see out there right now or that you're looking forward to over the next few weeks? Do you have a favorite farmer's market you want to put in a plug for? Do you sell at a farmer's market? Love to hear from you as well. Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up here on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our Food Friday talk with Elena Terry, executive chef and founder of the tribal community outreach group Wild Berries. And she's with us today for a look at local produce at our local small businesses, our summertime farmers markets. Still time for you to join in at 800-642-1234. What kind of foods do you like to buy from local farmers? Where do you get them? At farmers markets, a CSA, your local store, that farm stand. Put in a plug for your source of local Wisconsin produce at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Elena was talking to one of our colleagues here at WPR earlier, told her about our Food Friday. She mentioned being excited about strawberries this time of year. Now, you and I have had a whole conversation about berries in the summer. What are you watching for right now?
Oh, right now, definitely the berries are. I've been getting a lot of rhubarb also, which of course is a perfect match for strawberries. Mm. So seeing some of those come out is incredible. I was really excited when I saw one of my growers had posted her first harvest of rainbow carrots. So I know that we're kind of transitioning as, you know, the summer gets a little warmer and the days are a little longer on what we're able to get. But I really do like the leafy greens that come, and I got a bag of spinach 2 weeks ago that was incredible. It was so delicious. We used all of it. We were like the fettuccine Alfredo with spinach or lasagna with spinach, and we had spinach salad. It was just so good. Absolutely delicious things at the market. And I don't want to forget saying that, you know, there's so many local artisans that also sell at the local farmers markets, like specialty breads. Or I know at one of my local markets, we have somebody who does honey and maple syrup also. And they're there in the summertime as well. So there's a lot of other things that you are also able to get and support with that local artistry at the farmers market.
I want to talk about your strategy at farmers markets, Elena. Do you come with a shopping list? I need blank, blank, and blank. Or do you go with the attitude like, I'm going to see what's there and I'll build some meals around whatever's looking good?
I absolutely go with just a big bag and an open mind. And I love having conversations with the people who sell their goods, because they're the ones who know what is the ripest, what is it, its peak flavor. And if it's something that I'm unfamiliar with, they're the experts on letting me know what characteristics it has or what it might be paired well with. And that's my starting point. So then I can kind of taste it in different ways and grow with it and develop it. So I'm always open to whatever's the freshest and most readily available to cook that evening at the farmer's market.
Now, that conversation with the farmer, I can get a bit Midwestern and be like, oh, I don't want to be a bother. I'll just buy what I want and move on. Do you find that, though, that farmers and other vendors love to talk about their products to their customers?
Absolutely. Who wouldn't be proud of what they've put a lot of hard work and energy into bringing to the consumer? So I always enjoy, if it's not too busy, sparking up a conversation with those growers. And it does build a relationship. Like, there are certain growers that I started conversations with that are growing specific things now, because I was like, you know what I would love to see? And then you have to wait almost an entire, well, you do a whole year to be able to get those onto the table. But when they show up and that person is willing to do the work for you, like, those are the relationships that we really need to continue building in community and saying, like, I see you for the work you're doing and I am a fan. How can I continue supporting? Or would you be willing to do this? You know, those are the conversations that really can continue on for years after.
Let's go back to our callers at 800-642-1234. Nick is with us in Green Bay. Nick, hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. What do you want to tell us about?
Well, I just wanted to put in a plug for Farm Fresh Express, which is it's an online local delivery service. So we've got organic foods from all local vendors that are delivered from roughly Green Bay down to Milwaukee every week.
And now, are you getting, is it just like you get pieces of produce, or is it, you know, a meal kit sort of thing where you get locally made stuff and a recipe with it? How does it work?
Well, if you just go onto the website and you can pick and choose. So it's whatever you want that week. You know, there's no recipes or boxes. It's just if you want lettuce, if you want spinach, if you want squash, organic potatoes, whatever you like. We've got organic meats, fishes, all kinds of good stuff.
Nick, thanks for telling us about that. Elena, people getting creative, I think, especially post-COVID, with finding other ways to connect that local farm with local consumers.
Yeah, and I think as long as, you know, one of the biggest things is, especially coming from the dairy land that has faced some incredible changes in the past 10 years when it comes to agriculture, it's important to support that local growing aspect. So if it's a delivery system that supplies themselves from local organic growers and delivers it, like, wow, I'm going to look it up too.
Nick, thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. It's Food Friday. We're talking to Elena Terry, executive chef and founder of Wild Berries, looking at why we might want to connect with farmers markets and other sources of local produce, and then what to do with some of that local produce once we get our hands on it. All right, Elena, I want to look into the future now, and I see the future holds tomatoes and zucchini and then some corn. What kind of recipes are you looking forward to making with that produce that's going to be emerging over the next few weeks to a month?
I think when we say the word salad, we have this image in our mind of iceberg lettuce with a tomato wedge and maybe a slice of cucumber. But really, you can make so many incredible things into a salad. And in the summertime, it's very refreshing to have cold, crisp produce with a delicious dressing that I always try to make sure includes a hearty amount of vinegar, because that helps our body as well. And when you really think about something like a beet salad or watermelon, I really like fresh herbs and cheese because I'm from Wisconsin, right? Like, there's so many things that you can do to make it pop or go, wow. You could even add canned beans or dried beans that you've cooked to add additional protein to something like a salad. So I always get excited about that possibility and what I can put together that is not only filling, but incredibly nutritious for you.
Now, with watermelon salad, I'm happy just to cube up some watermelon and put it in a bowl and eat it. What kind of things can we do to add some flavor to jazz it up as a salad?
My kids love watermelon salad with feta or goat cheese sprinkled on it, fresh basil, and a balsamic vinegar. and it is almost everything that your palate would need. You know, there's the sweet, the refreshing, a little bit of that tang. You could, if you like, add some spice like chili powder, or there's some other like tahine or something that you might want to put on the refreshing watermelon. But there's so many different combinations that I think I'm going to have to go and get one now because we've been talking
Doubts
about
in your head,
it.
Yeah.
About that salad.
And then for beets, I'm the only one in my household who likes beets, but that's fine. What do you like to mix with beets for a beet salad?
Oh, I personally like very thinly sliced red onions, some cucumbers, because I like my beets to be roasted and then sliced. So I like having a little bit of crunch, maybe some pepitas on top of there. And I like the goat cheese is a really good, mild, smooth cheese that goes with it. What we like to do is I get the baby romaine heads and cut them in half and grill that, and then kind of make it, it's a boat when you take it off the grill, and load it up with all of that fresh vegetables.
That sounds fantastic. And Elena, corn season's coming. We've had a whole conversation about corn. I don't know, when are you looking to hit the corn this year?
Oh my gosh, as soon as it's ready. I absolutely love corn. And yes, we had a whole conversation about it. I'm growing two different varieties right now, and I have other people growing a couple other varieties. But you can't forget the honey dipped or the sweet candy corn that you can get at the farmer's market as well.
Elena, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's always a wonderful conversation with you.
That's Elena Terry, member of the Ho-Chunk Nation, executive chef and founder of Wild Berries. That's B-E-A-R-I-E-S. It's a Wisconsin nonprofit working to strengthen tribal communities through food and education. She joined us today to help us pick some farm fresh food this summer at our local farmers markets, small businesses, and beyond. You can keep sharing your summertime favorites, your favorite farmers market, your favorite produce to buy locally. Let us know. Email ideas@wpr.org. That's ideas@wpr.org.